Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Darren Fred is here. Last time Drogheda United won the FAI Cup, they were in a very different place. They were top of the league, the biggest club in the country. An awful lot has happened to them since then. They are now facing relegation from the top division.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, Gavin. So the Sports Direct FAI Cup final yesterday, they won that, beat Derry. Famous victory against all the odds. They're back training today for a relegation playoff against Bray, which will take place next Saturday. They've lots happened in there, and they are a part-time team as well. We should really stress that most teams, the top teams in the league, the Premier Division, they're full-time, but they're a part-time team. And I think this makes this cup win all the more brilliant, doesn't it, really? Yeah. And the goals coming from Andrew Quinn, Douglas James Taylor penalty, a debatable penalty, very, very tight call. But the fact that no one gave them a chance, I didn't read one prediction that was going to give this result Drogheda's way. That playoff against Bray is on Saturday. And I have to say, in so many ways, there's a fairy tale. We heard so many interviews with the players yesterday. We'd postmen, you know, welders, electricians. Well, we're going to hear now from Dave Webster. Dave is one of these part-time footballers and probably has really been a challenge to balance both home life, work and playing football as well. He made his debut 16 years ago in the League of Ireland, and yesterday was his very first medal, believe it or not. He'll retire after the playoff game on Saturday at the weekend, and he's been speaking with John Kenny.
You plug away in the league for so long, for so many years, and you finally get your hands on a trophy.
I know, it's a bit of a... I'm lost for words, really. Obviously, I wish it was my last game, but I've got a big game next week. But listen, fairy tale stuff. 16, 17 years playing, and to get it right into death, I suppose it's just... makes it all a little bit sweeter, you know?
Bit real, surreal, though, I suppose. Having won the cup now, you've got to concentrate on a promotion relegation playoff next week.
Yeah, of course. You know, listen, we're going to enjoy the night tonight. We're back in tomorrow, which is understandable, of course. We come in, we do our business right. It's a good Bray team who are in great form. You know, on the back of 2 wins, 3 wins in the playoffs, and was in great form before that. Obviously, it's a club I know well, and we'll enjoy it tonight, and we'll get straight back on the horse tomorrow, and we'll look to get the job done next week as well.
Mm. What about next Saturday? Will that be your swan song?
Yeah, last one, yeah.
What's the reason for that? You think the old legs are gone, are they?
Legs aren't gone, no. I could play on. Now, listen, the time's right for me and my family, and to, you know, it's just, as people have said, it's kind of been a bit of a story the last couple of weeks that we are kind of the last generation of, this could be the last part-time team if we could go full-time next time. And yeah, the part-time stuff is hard, you know, it's hard. You're trying to get everything together for... to perform on the pitch in the Premier Division, the top league in the country, and you've got 40 hours of work, you've got kids at home, you've got stuff. So listen, I'm not the only one with these kind of problems, and just it's right for me and it's right for my family to go out now. And listen, I'm going out a happy man.
He certainly is. Well done, Dave, and to everyone else at Drogheda. And I hope they enjoy training as well a little bit later on as well. A couple of very happy Drogheda people in the office here this morning. But let's hear from more of them now who were at the ground yesterday. Mike McCartney spoke to some of them as they left.
Elated. Absolutely fantastic. Can't believe it. They played very well. They defended very well, I have to say, and that's what done it, yeah. Keeper made 2 good saves the first half, only for that kept them in it. Yeah.
And could you believe when you were coming in here, if somebody told you it would be a defender that would give you the first goal, what did you think?
I definitely wouldn't have thought that now, but yeah. No, they defended very well. I was great, just delighted, very happy.
Oh, it's unbelievable day for the town and for the people at Drogheda. It's an unbelievable performance from the start, like the press and the work rate, everything they put into it. It's been a tribute to them all season. They never stopped, like, even when it wasn't going well at the start, they all dug in and they got the results that they needed.
You're from Donegal, but you've got a very special reason to be delighted tonight.
Yes, I'm here because of my nephew Kevin and his uncle Seamus the baker, Dirty, in Donegal, and we're so proud of him.
And was Kevin always into management, or is this something that he grasped?
He was a player himself. He was over at Liverpool, broke his leg, and it kind of ended his career. But then he came back and he was with Shelburne for 2 or 3 years. And now he's manager at Drogheda and he's doing great.
And did you ever think that when you're watching this guy growing up, that one day he would manage a team that would win the FAI Cup?
I hope to have seen him playing for Liverpool, but his dream didn't come through. But he's in management now and he's good at it. Keep it up, Kevin.
Yeah, well done to Kevin. We heard from him earlier in the bulletin as well.
I wonder how much running he'll put the team through this morning. Sprint shuttles all the way for the first 20 minutes.
I think he'll lay it off till later this evening. I'm sure they're all breathing a huge sigh of relief at that. In the Premier League, Chelsea 1, Arsenal 1. Now 4 games without a win for Arsenal. Manchester United beat Leicester City by 3-0. Newcastle 3-1 winners at Nottingham Forest, and Ipswich pulled off a 2-0 victory away to Tottenham. In Scotland, wins for Celtic and Rangers. Celtic beating Kilmarnock by 2-0. Rangers 1-0 winners at winners against Hearts. Pádraig Pearse's beat Corrifin in the Connacht Club Football Championship yesterday. This is a quarter final match. Corrifin were many people's favourites for the All Ireland club title, but Pearse's a very good team themselves, and I'm sure that is a game they would have targeted yesterday. Paul Carey scored a goal and 4 points, and he spoke to Angelina Nugent after the game.
Massive victory, massive. You know, Corrifin, they're probably considered the kingpins of Connacht, like, and you know, they'd really deserve that title to come out here and finally get a victory over them. They're the only team that's ever bet us in Connacht, like, so it was really nice to rewrite that wrong.
I mean, they were installed as favourites for the All-Ireland title after Glenn were beaten and Kilmacud Crokes were beaten. We were talking about this earlier. That obviously wasn't something that weighed at all on the Pádraig Pearse's shoulders.
Yeah, no, not really. We knew what it was. We were very confident in ourselves coming out of Roscommon. It's a very, very hard campaign to get through. You're taking out the All-Ireland finalists last year from Bridgets and stuff like that. So we knew what we were. We knew our strengths, and we knew if we came here today and played at the level we can play at, we'd be very hard bet.
Yeah, well done to Paul there. Also, wins for RD and Tullamore in Leinster. Dr. Crokes beat Castlehaven, the Munster champions. Victory also for Éire Óg. Clonairin and Errigal Kiron have qualified for the Ulster semi-finals. One county final yesterday, it was Laray and Capitagal. Laray winning it, their first title in 18 years, beating their neighbours Cappy there, appearing in their very first final. Just 2 points in it. Two big rugby games yesterday. Fiji beat Wales in Cardiff. South Africa got the better of Scotland. That 24-19 loss for Wales was their 10th consecutive loss. In the golf, Rory McIlroy finished in third spot at the Abu Dhabi Championship. He was a 21 under par, 3 shots behind the eventual winner Paul Waring. Tom McKibben was 19 under with Shane Lowry 18 under. So McIlroy well placed to win a 6th Race of Dubai title. He's back in action at the DP World Tour Championship, which will begin in Dubai on Thursday. In the basketball, Ireland remain without a win in Group E of the Women's European Championship qualifiers. They lost to Israel 90 points to 61. That match taking place in Latvia. And there was one game in the Men's Super League. It ended UCC Demons 106, Neptune 76 points. Finally, some sad news, and we learned last night the sad passing of Galway 3-in-a-row hero Noel Tierney. Won All-Ireland medals with Galway 1964, 65 and 66 from Milltown, and his club Milltown, believe it or not, had a huge celebration for him only last week. He was 82 years of age. Well, we pass on our condolences to everyone and all his family and friends.
Indeed. Thank you, Darren.